Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Right now here on 100 Yards of Football, the NFL Week 1 preparation continues. This week, opening up, the Houston Texans are currently preparing to play the Indianapolis Colts Sunday at home. The Colts have lost 8 straight Week 1 games. And the Texans will be looking to keep that streak alive as they go undefeated here in the preseason. Ladies and gentlemen, how many wins or how many times have the Houston Texans won against the Indianapolis Colts? Well, the keys to this week's matchup will come right now from Mr. Football, from the 901. Vincent Turner gets into the AFC South grudge matchup between the Houston Texans against the Indianapolis Colts, the 2022 season opener down in NRG Stadium, Sunday at noon Central. Let's look into the crystal ball with Vincent Turner.
If you like the video, I surely and truly recommend that you share it here on 100 Yards Football. Comment and share. The Indianapolis Colts versus Houston Texans. I'm Vincent Turner. Start with Indianapolis. Matt Ryan. Great career in Atlanta. I'm going to say this about Matt Ryan. When I see him right now with the Indianapolis Colts and just hearing his coach Frank Wright talking about him, seems like he's a very happy young man from Philadelphia. Seems like he's happy to be out of the ATL. Because Matt Ryan, I'm going to be honest, in the 2008 NFL draft, I thought they should have took Glenn Dorsey, the defensive tackle out of LSU. But make no bones, I didn't see a career coming like this for Matt Ryan because at Boston College, he threw a lot of interceptions. But we got to give him his flowers. He is by far the best quarterback in Atlanta Falcons history, even though Michael Vick is still my favorite. But the young man won 120 games. He had 59,735 yards and 361 touchdowns. That's a Hall of Fame career. And how I judge things, I look at a quarterback's career. Granted, if they don't win the Super Bowl, if they got there, that speaks a lot for me. He got the Falcons to the Super Bowl, and he kept Atlanta football relevant. And now he's in a situation that is similar that it was in 2016 with the Falcons. Big-time receiver he had in 2016 with Julio Jones. Over here, he got one of the best receivers in the game from USC, Mr. Michael Pittman. Hell of a running game he had in 2016, the Falcons Super Bowl team. He had Devontae Freeman. Then he had two studs on the offensive line, Alex Mack and Jake Matthews, who was playing at a high level. Think about what he got in Indianapolis. When they put the trade down and when the Falcons got trade him to Indianapolis. Think about how Matt Ryan acted. He was on that plane out of Atlanta. That evening, they had a press conference in Indianapolis. He brought both his twin sons and his wife within about an 8-hour period. Boy, you got, and look at the look on his face. He said, thank you, Jesus. I'm out of Atlanta. Y'all didn't appreciate me. But like I said, he got a star receiver now, Michael Pittman. He got the best running back, a lot of people saying, the young man out of Wisconsin, Jonathan Taylor. 1,800 yards last year, 18 touchdowns. And the offensive line, Ryan Kelly and Quentin Nelson, they legit, bro. Then he got a defense. Think about the Falcons in 2016. They had Vic Beasley and Deion Jones. But the young man out of South Carolina State, if he ain't one of the top 10 defensive players in the game, they don't get a lot of love, Darius Leonard. South Carolina State finest, 122 tackles last year, 4 INTs. And they got Isaiah Rodgers, outstanding secondary guy. Kerry Moore, Valdosta State, Lions High School. This is a very serious Indianapolis team that's got Super Bowl aspirations, and they got a Super Bowl quarterback. The Colts are going to be very dangerous this year. Now let's move to the Houston Texans. Big Sandy! Big Sandy! Lovey! Smith! Lovey, you need to get rid of the beard, brother. You like an African-American Santa Claus. But hey, Lovey, very surprised he left Illinois to take the Houston Texans job. But I like what Lovey is doing, because the Texans in the preseason look like a football team that was playing hard. I've been under a lot of drama over the last two seasons with Deshaun Watson. I don't have to go there no more. But this is a football team that's got some promise. I like their quarterback, Davis Mills, Stanford University, out of Atlanta metro area, great Atlanta Christian. Came in and did an adequate job last year, 2,600 yards, 16 touchdowns, 10 INTs. That's playing pretty stable in the National Football League as a rookie, man. Then they still got a solid receiver in Brandon Cooks. Still one of the best solid receivers in the game. Last year, 90 receptions, 1,037 yards. But what's so surprising is Damian Pierce, fourth-round pick out of the University of Florida. Bainbridge, Georgia. Same hometown as Kirby Smart. Was one of the best running backs in the preseason. Averaged almost 7 yards a pop. He was so good that Indianapolis released Marlon Mack. So they ran with a rookie. And then on the defensive side of the ball, make no bones, he's going to be the best player on the field for the Texans. It's going to be all about him, Derek Stingley Jr. I just hope they really know how ways to get the ball in hand, let him return kicks. Because he's a very, very explosive football player. His grandfather, Mr. Daryl Stingley, was an outstanding football player at Purdue University in the 70s with the New England Patriots. The tree don't fall far. Make no bones, Derek Stingley Jr. is going to be a baller in the National Football League. But however, the Colts are going to make a statement on Sunday, 27-17 over the Houston Texans. I'm telling you, Indianapolis reminds me of the 2016 Atlanta Falcons with Mike Ryan under the center. Think about it. Matt Ryan had a strong running game. He had a big-time receiver. His offensive line was solid. That's what he got in Indianapolis. And his relationship is going to be different with Dan Quinn because Frank Wright and him, you can tell they love each other. And then you can tell Matt Ryan, when they were showing clips of him being in training camp with the Colts, how he was going around talking to all the young players. He had that energy, man. He had that energy like Ozzy Osbourne. He had that energy like Bruce Springsteen. He looked like he was a kid in the cookie jar. The Colts are going to be a very good football team, and I wouldn't be surprised they go deep in the AFC playoffs. If you like the video, I demand that you share here on 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my elegant voice guy, Mr. Mark Bass, and to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Enjoy week one of the National Football League. I'm Vincent Turner here at 100 Yards of Football.
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
100 Yards of Football continues with the NFL Week 1 preview. Right here. This time, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals meet in a Week 1 AFC North Division matchup. action from Paul Brown Stadium on Sunday afternoon, where the Pittsburgh Steelers will be out to begin the post-Ben Roethlisberger era in the Steel City. As Big Ben announced his retirement back in January, making it the first time since 2003, where Pittsburgh will suit up without number seven under center. The Steelers had a decent 2021 season, finishing at 9-7-1, finishing second in the AFC North, but bowing out in the wild card round to the Kansas City Chiefs. They've got some veteran presence at QB with Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky. But as Vincent Turner will show you today, maybe it's Kenny Pickett's time to shine and lead the squad as a first-round pick from the University of Pittsburgh to save the pro team where he calls his alma mater. Najee Harris in the backfield as well. But the Cincinnati Bengals may have something to say as they'll be out to make history after a stellar run in 2021, finishing the year at 10-7. Exceeding their win total from the previous two seasons combined while also winning the AFC North title. The Bengals took out the Raiders, winning their first playoff game since 1990 and ending the NFL's longest playoff win drought. Here's Vincent Turner previewing Cincinnati Bengals versus Pittsburgh Steelers right here on 100 Yards of Football.
I demand that you share the video today here on 100 Yards Football as I break down the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Thank you to my man, Mr. Mark Bass, for the great introduction, and to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, today. The Pittsburgh Steelers announced their starting quarterback, Mitch Trubisky. Well, Mr. Trubisky, I can guarantee you this. The pressure is on. The hot seat is on. You were the organization that's all about championships. Bradshaw, Swan, Stallworth, Green, Blunt, Shale, Bill Nunn, James Harrison, Big Ben Roethlisberger, Hines Ward, Jerome Bettis, Santonio Holmes, the Steelers, the Terrible Towel. It's all about one way in that Steel City. They think championship. Well, Mitch Trubisky, you go from Chicago, then you go from a bag up. Now you in that royalty. It's your time. But I'm going to tell you something. A lot is going to hinge on you, Mr. Trubisky, and Mike Tomlin, the head coach. I'm looking at you for making that announcement because you got that young man, Kenny Pickett, is waiting. 12,303 career yards, 81 touchdowns. He's waiting and watching. Stevie Arrington, I'm watching you. Mr. Trubisky, there's no excuses. The playmakers that you're going to have, Najee Harris, 1,200 yards last year, 8 touchdowns. Dontay Johnson, 107 receptions last year. 1,000 yards, 161. Chase Claypool, Notre Dame, 59 receptions, 860 yards. The young man who been blowing up training camp. He told y'all, don't disrespect me. You didn't take me in the first round out of Hoover, Alabama. By way of the University of Georgia, George Pickens has been a darling, a shining star in training camp. And then I forgot. One other guy, another playmaker. He was a little nicked up in training camp, but guarantee you he's going to make some noise. Out of the 901, my hometown, Stack Records, David Porter, Kevin Austin, 158 receptions, career, 2,541 yards, 22 touchdowns, a ticking time bomb. See, it's no excuses, Mitch Trubisky. You're going to be loaded offensively. Then you're looking at the defensive side of the ball. When you look at all these great defensive players that's played this game, from right now, from in the day, Reggie White, Cortez Kennedy, Deacon Jones, Willie Davis, Jack Youngblood, Alan Page, Claude Humphrey, I'm to my all the great D linemen. Bruce Smith, Leonard Marshall, I'm going to throw him in there. Charles Haley. Look at all these great D linemen. Howie Long, Buck Buchanan. Guys that made an impact. J.J. Watt. But I'm going to tell you something. I didn't see that coming from his baby brother, T.J. T.J. Watt, to me, coming out in Wisconsin, first round pick, I thought he was going to be a very solid player. But when you mention great defensive linemen that can rush the passer, let me throw Dwight Feeney in there too. T.J. Watt, when it's all said and done, it's going to be more better and a knowledge than his brother, even though his brother was a three-time defensive player of the year. The only reason T.J. Watt is not getting his flowers because he's with Pittsburgh, but this young man has been the best defensive player in the last 2 years in the National Football League. 22 sacks last year. He's not the baby brother no more. He's the major Watt. He's taken over the Watt family. Then Cameron Haywood out of the metro Atlanta area, Peachtree Ridge, by way of New Ohio State. I know his dad, Craig, is looking down proud of you, brother. Last year, 10 sacks, 89 tackles. I know we get hung up on Aaron Donald and Miles Garrett, and Grantley so. But I'm telling you, if you look at Cameron Newton over the last 10 years, cheer bumps go down your spine. Proudness go by your spine. Craig Haywood was a monster. You know he got to be proud of his son because Cameron Haywood has been a baller for the Steelers defensively. So, Mr. Trubisky, you coming to a playoff team that's got aspirations of getting to the Super Bowl. I'm going to put it out there. It's a lot of talent on the Steelers, now the Cincinnati Bengals, as I break them down. The Bengals have been an organization that's kind of been up and down in my 62 years on this earth, from Kenny Anderson to Boomer Esiason, the Carson Palmer, the Chad Johnson, Icky Woods. They really never got that respect, but they have been to the Super Bowl three times. That's saying a lot. And you look in the city of Cincinnati, you always want to say that they always took in a second. The Bengals have taken a backseat to the Reds, the Big Red Machine, Joe Morgan, Johnny Bench, Dave Concepcion. Then, of course, the Isaac brothers from there climbing up the ladder, fight the power. But that changed. It's a new guy in town, Joe Burrow. 4,600 yards, 34 touchdowns, 14 INTs. I know he had that little swag and that little soul in him when he was at LSU. But now last year, he took it up to another level. I call him the white John Schaaf of the National Football League, the white private eye. And boy, he delivered last year, despite getting sacked 52 times. Then I told everybody with the Bengals, I'm going to call you out. You're a coach right now of a certain high school in North Atlanta. You was on Devontae Smith jockstrap saying he was the best receiver in the 2021 draft. It was a lot of other people out there saying Devontae Smith this, Devontae Smith that. I understand because he won the Heisman Trophy. But I told y'all, that young man outside of New Orleans, bling, bling, hot boys, Lil Wayne, Ja'Marr Chase, was the best player in the draft, by far the best receiver. Was I wrong? 81 receptions, 1,455 yards, 18 yards a catch. And he also put a little smoke on Jalen Ramsey in the Super Bowl with that 58-yard reception. I told y'all. Now think about this. What he did, he's got two brothers. T. Higgins out of Oak Ridge. This for you, Jeremiah. He took his game to another level. 74 receptions, 1,091 yards, 14 touchdowns. And then Tyler Boyd at the University of Pittsburgh. And I'm not talking about Larry Fitzgerald. Don't get no flowers here. Mr. Boyd, 67 receptions, 828 yards. And this is so great about Tyler Boyd last year. He didn't have a single drop. Now, I'm looking at the wife, John Schaff. I'm looking at them three Bengal receivers. And I'm looking at their young, Jamar Chase, second year, T. Higgins, third year, Tyler Boyd, 7th year. They're going to be something to deal with. The greatest show on turf. Mark Clayton and Mark Dupa, Dan Marino, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana. They're going to be something to deal with. And I promise you, help is on the way on the offensive line. Lyle Collins, Tim Karras, Alex Capo. Joe Burrow's not going to get sacked 52 times next year. I don't think the Bengals are getting ready anytime soon to take a step back. And, oh, I forgot to throw in a running back that's in my top 10 in the league right now, Boomer Sooner, out of North California by the name of Joe Mixon, that had 1,200 yards last year. That's firepower. And then don't underestimate the Bengals' defense. Trey Hickson comes over from New Orleans. He's got 14 sacks on the year. Sam Hubbard on the other side, 7.5 sacks out of the Ohio State. Logan Wilson is one of the best linebackers in the game. Nobody's talking about out of Wyoming. 98 tackles last year. And then the safety. The dove, the love of Cincinnati. Mr. Jesse Bates. They finally tried to reach a deal with him. 88 tackles last year in the offseason. So I seen the Bengals making a statement this Sunday. Bengals 30, Pittsburgh 17. Joe Burrow, he made the cover of Sports Illustrated. That's a reason for that. Smooth, cool. Think about Joe Burrow. He's got that Tom Brady in him. Think about the young man was at Ohio State. Urban Meyer told him, "You need to transfer, my man. I don't think you have Ohio State's material." He goes down to the bio. He plays for Coach Ed Orgeron, who's on the hot seat. Let's be real. You saw what happened when Joe Burrow left, where Mr. Orgeron is now unemployed. But he goes down to the bio, graduates, and he gets down there. And nobody's heard of first year. He plays decent. But in that bowl game, in the Fiesta Bowl against Central Florida, I said next year, he going to take his game up to another level. And look what he did in 2019. Urban Meyer, you was wrong, brother. Joe Burrow was part of the greatest offense ever in college football. Over 5,000 yards, 55 touchdowns. Every big game, he stepped up and outperformed Trevor Lawrence in the Sugar Bowl to win it all. Then he comes into the league, has a serious ACL injury his first year. Then he comes back his second year, and he gets the Bengals to the Super Bowl. Everybody's saying it's a fluke. Everybody's saying if Kansas City wouldn't have done this. But the National Football League is about winning. All I know is the Bengals got to the Super Bowl. And probably why they don't like Joe Burrow, because when he was coming to the AFC Championship game, he was in that black outfit like John Schaff. He had that bling bling around his neck. He was rocking that, as we call it on one year, he was rocking the hat. He was rocking the hat. He had the shades on. He had that brother soul in him. And he went out there and performed. He got his team to the Super Bowl. And if it wouldn't have been that his offensive line was so bad in the Super Bowl, I promise you Cincinnati would have ran away with the Rams. I'm not saying he's the next superstar in the league, but if everything holds up right for him, and I'm not really fond of Zach Taylor being the head coach either, Cincinnati is not going to be the days of Boomer Esiason, Kenny Anderson, Carson Palmer. The Bengals are going to be hard to deal with. Very hard to deal with. as I said before, I'm taking the Bengals 30, the Steelers 17.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, I please demand you sharing it and commenting. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Thank you for the guy that brought it up, Mr. Mark Bays. It's football time. Joe Burrow, the white John Schaff. Boy, that boy looks good playing football. He knows what to do after the game. Bling, bling, and all that black. Boy, I love this game. I love what I'm doing. It's exciting. Football season's finna start. It gets better, better, better each year. From Dorsett to Herschel Walker to George Rogers to Leroy Kelly, Jim Brown, O.J. Simpson, Jerry Rice, Claude Humphrey, Lynn Barney, Deion Sanders. Oh, man. Chicago Bears, Richard Dent, Tennessee State, Dan Hampton, Arkansas, Gary Anderson. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.